This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A small wildfire near the Twin Lakes Reservoir between Buena Vista and Leadville has grown to just under 1 square mile. Fire officials say the blaze was about 5% contained this morning. No homes or buildings have been damaged, but health authorities say the smoke could create health problems for children, older adults, and people with heart or lung conditions. Authorities have also warned people in Lost Canyon, Cache Creek, and Clear Creek to be ready to evacuate if the fire grows. Thunderstorms moving into the area should help quell the fire. Grand Junction will honor Black culture and history tomorrow afternoon with its Juneteenth celebration in Lincoln Park. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
The event started in 2020, before Juneteenth became a federal holiday. Organizer David Combs says it means a lot to the community, even though only about 1% of the local population is Black.
And it's not just African Americans that it's important to. There are a lot of people out there, the abolitionists. We still have those people today. They're not fighting against slavery, but they're fighting against cultural injustices.
The celebration will include food and dance competitions, as well as awards for inclusive community members. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Normal recreation water activities resumed in the Arkansas River in Pueblo today. Local and state agencies lifted restrictions placed earlier this week due to high water levels from the Pueblo Dam to the Otero County line. The agencies say water flow in the areas have dropped below dangerous levels. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.